Hello and welcome to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. And in today's segment, I would like to talk about change. And when I say change, I'm talking about changing things, dealing with myself. But I have a question first before I start in on the subject. How many of you out there feel that if you make a change, you should make it because it's something, number one, that you want to do, and it's something that you feel is best for you, and it's just overall just something good for you to do? Or do you feel as if you're with a partner, husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, whomever you're with, is it okay to change because they want you to? I mean, shouldn't you always change if you want to change, not because someone else requires it of you or someone else just feels that you have to just because they want you to? And the reason why I'm saying this is because I am such a free-spirited person. I love fashion. I love wearing my hair in 50 different ways. You know, I love to change. I can do my makeup and look like somebody totally different every day. One thing about me is I don't wear a lot of makeup, so I'm not one of those people. And I'm not knocking anyone that does, okay? But I'm not one of those people that have to put, that will or does put on 3-4 layers of makeup. I'm not going to do that. That's just not me. It's not good for the skin. Okay, so I will put on a little bit of makeup. Lipstick, eyeliner, eyeshadow, you know. I will wear that. Okay, so when I do that, I have to really be going somewhere. I mean, there was a time when I wouldn't go to the corner store without putting on makeup or dressing up and making sure everything is perfect, just to run to the local 7-Eleven or gas station or the little mini mart. I'm not like that anymore. And it seems like the older I get, the more I've begun to change. There was a time where I just felt I always had to be this fashionista. I always had to be the glam girl that you see. Don't get me wrong. I still love those things. I am not going to be caught out in public looking any kind of way out of respect for myself because I like to look good, you know. But what I guess where I'm coming from is this is what I'm trying to say. I've always had like really long hair. Okay. And I've been the type when I get tired of it, I'll cut it off. I have it cut short. I mean, we're talking like short, you know, and I would rock it because I loved my short hair. And then when I was ready, I would let it grow back out. Okay. And be long. And I'll wear my ponytails or whatever way I wanted to wear it. You know, my hair is versatile, so I can do so many different things with my hair, and I've always done that. I could change my hair and put it in so many hairstyles, it wasn't funny. Just like the way I dress, you know, the way I do things, I can make myself look like 10 different people. It'd be like you're dating someone different every day. And I like that. I mean, it was the time when I never repeated a purse, you know what I'm saying, or my shoes. Nothing outfits. I just would do something different every day with fashion. But I'm 50 years old now. You know, even though I love these things now and I still do those things now, sometimes I just don't feel like it. I have other things on my plate. You know, I have grandkids. I have my own children, even though they're all grown. I still have a teenager, you know, so I don't have time to worry about someone needing to look at me and feel that I have to do things a certain way. Someone brought to my attention that I was involved with just recently, in a relationship with? Well, you know, one of the things I loved about you is the fact that you were always someone different. It seems like you were always looking like a different person. Like, it's like I was going out with a different person every day. And I said, okay, so, and? But you don't do that now. You keep your hair curly because my hair is natural. So I do have natural curls. I don't put heat in my hair. I stopped doing that years ago, you know, so my hair is curly. It's pretty. I love it curly. I love my curly hair. I don't want to wear straight hair anymore. You know, but back to the story here, the person told me, well, why do you not wear your hair straight? I want to see it straight. You used to change your purses and everything. You never used the same purse more than once. Okay, that's fine. You know, that's okay. That was back then. At 50 years old now, even though I was just recently doing all this, I don't want to do it anymore. I just don't. There's no joy in it for me. I don't have anything I need to prove. You know, I'm still walking around beautiful and fabulous as ever. I just don't feel I have to do all that anymore. I'm not going to change how I like my hair because someone else feels they want it a certain way. And I'm going to ask this question coming from a woman. Why are we always asked to change ourselves to please our men that we're in a relationship with? Why do we have to change? We don't make any demands toward men. Last time I checked, women, the majority of the women will accept your asses the way you are. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of felt disrespected. You know what I'm saying? With someone telling me, okay, well, you were doing this before. Why did you stop? I stopped because I don't feel the need to have to do that. I don't have to do that. I don't have to straighten my hair. I don't have to do anything the way you want me to do it. I'm not modeling for you. I'm not a fashion model. I'm not out here strutting my stuff on the runway for thousands of people. Okay? It's just you. You're one man. And I'm not here to do that for you. I'm here to love me. And the thing about it is, if you can't, the way I feel about the situation, if you can't love me the way I am, then I don't need his love. But I'm not going to change. You know, and the fact that I was asked to start doing things that I just don't want to do to my hair anymore does not give him the right. He does not have the right to ask me to change my hair. I don't believe he does. I mean, you guys may be listening and you might believe that he has the right, but I don't think he does. That's like me saying, well, I don't like the fact that you're not as tall as men I'm used to dating. The men I'm used to dating is usually 6'3", 6'5", 6'6". What are you, 5'8"? But I'm not telling you, hey, get a pair of those shoes where it lifts your height a little bit to make you a little bit taller. No, I'm not trying to change you because it's like this. If I feel I like you like that, then I'm willing to accept you whatever way you're coming. Okay, if you're too short for me and I'm willing to be there and deal with it, then I'm going to deal with it. But I'm not going to ask you to change anything. Hell, I'm used to men that's in suit and ties. Every day. Those are the type of men I've always dated. Suit and ties. I always thought that was just so sexy. I loved it. It was GQ. It was like, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was just, you know, it just made them so much more handsome to be strutting in a suit and tie. Now, this person I haven't seen in a suit and tie yet, but yet I have not said to him, can you start wearing suits and ties? Because I like that. Because that's not my place. I can't tell you how to dress. Even though it's something I like, I'm not going to put what I like on you. If you just want to dress the way you dress, then you be you. Am I used to being with the man that don't dress like that? No, not at all. You know, but I'm not going to knock him for it. That's why I say this. When we are in these relationships, we need to think, you know, are these really the people that we should be with? Because when a person gets into a relationship with you and they try to change you and they want you to do things that you've actually outgrown, that you feel you don't have to do anymore and you don't want to do, and they try to make you feel like you're doing something wrong. Well, that was the way that you did things when we met. You know, I'm used to it. Okay, so what? Just because a person did those things when you met them, they were doing them when you met them the first time or when you first started dating, don't mean they have to keep doing that. This isn't like a situation where a man may say, well, when I met you, when we were dating, you cooked for me every day. And then when you married me, you stopped. Now, see, that's something different, because here's the thing. I feel if that's something that you were doing when you were together before you married this man, then that's something you probably should continue to do, because that's what he was accustomed to, number one. And that's what he might have attracted him to you from the start, is the fact that he loved the way that you cook and that you cooked every day. That may be something that he was looking for. Now, this situation that I'm talking about is someone wanting me to always change my hair and look like a different person. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. I'm me, and I'm being me, and I'm being the way I want me to be. And I'm not going to let anyone change me. And if a person out there is asking you to change who you are and who you're comfortable with to make yourself be someone that you no longer want to be, then I don't think you need them. I don't think that anyone has the right to tell you, I want you to be doing things the way that you used to do them. Okay. I never wore athletic shoes. You know, I never wore anything but heels. Okay. I started wearing jeans in my late 20s. I only wore dresses and skirts and things that was figure fitting. You know, that was just me then. I did all that until, you know, my late 40s. I just turned 50. I don't care. I know that sounds weird, but I don't care about doing any of that anymore. And to have someone tell me, well, you're not wearing heels like you used to. No, I am 50 years old. Yes, I design my own shoes. I do. I have my own shoe collection. I believe I have like 57 pair of shoes in my shoe collection. And I do sell my shoes, and I, you know, people love them. But here's the thing. I don't feel that I have to wear heels if I don't want to. Don't get me wrong. If I feel like putting them on when I go out, I will. But I'm not going to put any heels on if I'm not going to a place that needs the heels to be on my feet. If I'm going to the movie theater, you know, some years ago, I would wear heels. I did. I wore heels no matter where I was going. I was in them heels. I'm not doing it anymore. I want to relax. I want to be me. I'm tired of prancing around for a show, giving men a show, you know what I'm saying? For them to look at me, all right? That's what the women are in the magazines for. I'm not here for that. And the fact that I'm being asked to do all this does not sit well with me. I think it's rude. Why must we try to tell people how they need to be? Why must we try to change people? Let people be who they are. Relationships shouldn't be where one person in a relationship feels they have to be catered to in such a way. And then if you bring to their attention something you're used to, then you're wrong. Then you're comparing them to other men. You're doing this, you're doing that. Oh, it's a big problem. Then it turns into an argument and it's disrespectful. And you must be thinking about someone from your past. That's the things that we as women go through with these type of men, you know, and we shouldn't. Why are you asking us to change? But if we come to you and make suggestions, it's a no-no. It's like taboo. It's like, oh no, I dare you tell me to change who I am. I am who I am. I'm a man. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. Oh, that's that ego. That's that macho shit. It's just, I can't stand it. So I've decided I am 50 years old and fabulous. And I am going to be who I want to be. I'm going to do things the way I want to do them. And I'm going to look the way I want to look. So if I don't want to wear heels today, I won't wear heels. If I don't want to wear them for the next year, then I guess I won't be wearing heels for the next year. But I will not allow someone to interpret to me how they feel I should be doing things. Last time I checked, at 50 years old, I don't need help getting dressed and picking out my own outfits or doing my own hair. I damn sure don't need a man coming in my life trying to tell me something different. I kind of wonder sometimes if that's really why I was single for all of these years. I was so content being single. And people used to ask me, don't you get tired? Aren't you tired of being single? I'm like, no. You know, and now that I sit back and think about it, since I've been in a relationship that I just basically got out of recently, and now that I think about it, I think that might have been why I was single. I didn't want the drama. I didn't want the hassle. I guess I didn't want the problems. Because people don't understand. There's boundaries. Yes, you're in a relationship, true. But there still has to be boundaries. You do not have the right to tell someone what they need to be doing when it comes to their own bodies, their own way of dressing, their own way of wearing their hair. I think that's what's going on in the world today. And when it comes to men, and I may touch some nerves with what I'm about to say, but you all don't have the right to tell us what to do or when to do it with our bodies, no matter if it's when we should or should not have children, or how we should and should not dress, or how much weight we should gain or lose or whatever, or how we should wear our hair, what we should eat. That has nothing to do with you. Stay in your damn lane. Okay? That's the way I feel about it. Okay? Men, you guys got to stay in your lane. We're not telling you all what to do with your bodies. We're not telling you that you shouldn't be using Viagra because God knows they say it's bad for you. But yet you want to use it because of the things that the ability to do things, you know, that you want to do. So it helps you do whatever it is that you need to do. So we don't try to tell you not to use it. Okay. We don't interfere in that. That's a man thing. That's your thing. That's what you want to do. You want to take the little blue pill, take it. So why is it that every man in this world feels they have the right to tell us what to do with our bodies? Okay. How to do this, how to do that, how to wear our makeup, how to wear our hair, when to have kids, when to do this, when to do that. Just step the fuck off. Just step off. Let us breathe. We don't need your input. It's just some things we don't need or want your input on. And our bodies is one of them. What we do with it, how we do it, no, we don't need your input. We don't need you to say a damn word. If you're not saying, okay, you're looking nice today, baby, you know, or you're sexy, that looks nice on you. If that's not it, just get the hell on. We don't need you to do anything else. We don't need your opinions. If we want it, we will ask. don't volunteer and say shit to us. Just let us be who we are. And I think that's what a lot of women are trying to say. This is what's causing a lot of arguments in homes between with these couples, husbands, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever. We are tired of being told what to do or what we can and cannot do. Just let us live. Just give us space, okay? Let us be who we are. We've gotten this far without you guys. And trust me, we would get further. We're okay. We don't need to be taught to be a certain way. We don't need for you all to think that without you all, we can't function in life. There's nothing out here that you can do that we can't do. Whatever you can do, we can do the same shit. You know, and that's always been my motto. Hell, I painted my whole house at 8 months pregnant. The whole inside of the house, myself. Ceilings and all. I really don't need anyone coming to me now telling me shit. I'm a grown ass woman. Okay? I am a grown ass woman. Let me be a grown ass woman. I don't need your input. I don't need you thinking that because you guys want to see us a certain way, we have to be the way you want us to be. No, we don't. And you don't have the damn right to even ask. You don't have the right to even suggest that we do something a certain way. Because here's newsflash. If we wanted to do things the way that you want us to do things the way we used to do them, we would still be doing them. We wouldn't have never stopped. So obviously, if a woman decides she doesn't want to play dress up anymore or act like she's in the fashion show every damn day, then deal with it. Leave her alone. She doesn't have to. Do we require that of all of you? No, we don't. Because I think if we as women started making demands like that, you guys damn sure wouldn't like it. If we started telling you, oh, shit, maybe you need some hair implants. You're balding. Maybe you need to get some abs and get rid of your dad bod. Maybe you need to put on a few more inches to be a little bit taller. Maybe you need to do this because you're not performing the right way. Maybe you need to do that. You know, you wouldn't like it. You would not like it. The average man wouldn't like it. Why? Because you feel like you're being told what to do. You feel like someone's trying to control you. When we try to come to you with things, then it becomes a control thing. You guys want to insinuate that we're trying to control you when we're just making suggestions. But then you can turn around and do the same thing to us. And when we say, well, I'd rather you not do that because it seems like it's a little bit of a control problem here, a control issue. It's not control. I'm just telling you the way things should be. You know, I'm just suggesting this or that. But we didn't ask you to suggest anything. We didn't ask her for your opinion at all. Matter of fact, I'm not bashing men. I'm not. But we really would like for men to just give us our space and let us be what we are. Women. Let us be the women that we are meant to be. We don't need help doing that. We don't. We don't need you to guide us the right way because we know what the right way is. We don't need you to tell us what to do when it comes to our bodies. Let us do what we need to do. And let's be women without your input. Let's start off with that. Because it seems like as days pass by, as time passes by, we're losing more and more rights as women. Are we going to be living in days where we're not going to be able to say no to sex? That whenever someone says they want sex, we are obligated to give it? Because it seems like it's getting there. And it's not right. It's like we are going back in time. We're not moving forward. We're going back in a lot of different areas, to be exact. It's like we are just, we're taking 10 steps back instead of taking 10 steps forward. And it's not looking good. And it just seems like it's really not looking good for women, because we're just losing all types of rights. We don't have the right to just be women anymore. We don't have a right to even do what we want to do when it comes to our bodies, our thought process. We can't do anything. It's like people feel we have to be told what to do, and we don't. We don't need your help. We don't need you all to tell us how to be women. We were raised by women. Okay? Even the ones that were raised in a single parent home that happened to be raised by a man. Obviously, he raised his daughter the right way because she turned out well. So none of us need to go back and be raised. Okay? We don't need anyone to tell us how to be women, how to be mothers. We know how to parent. We know. It's like at this day and age, we have no say so. And that's what bothers me most at being in relationships. And I'm going to jump back into relationships. That's what bothers me most, being in relationships with men that feel that they have to tell you how to do what it is you have to do. I don't need anyone telling me how to dress. I've always been a very, I've always been a fashionista. I don't need any help when it comes to dressing up or, putting clothes on my body. I'm good at that. Very good at it, to be honest. But I think sometimes that this is why I don't mind being single, because I don't like the toxic part of relationships. And I think when you start trying to control people, it begins to get toxic. And there's a lot of toxic people out there. And for me to sit here and say, well, I'm single again, for me to say I'm okay with that, that is a problem, because it means that I am so tired of the bullshit that's coming from the opposite sex, from men, that I'm okay being single. It's saying that, okay, well, I'd rather be by myself than deal with this nonsense that men are putting out these days. I would think being in my 50s, being 50 exact, I would think that it wouldn't be that hard to date, but it's even worse now than it was when I was younger. Because you have so many, especially older men that's out here trying to tell you what to do. Like they're trying to raise you. I don't know how many times I've had to tell the person I was just in a relationship with, I have a dad. I don't need another father. I have a father. I grew up in a two-family home with both parents. I don't need you to be my dad. I'm not looking for another dad. And this person gets upset about it and doesn't see that he's toxic. He's very toxic. And I'm just tired of toxic men. Okay? I am. If I could just find one good man, just one, to where they don't bring drama to my life, that's very respectful, that has his head on his shoulders, that's educated, that's financially stable, that's most of all drug, alcohol, and disease free. That's a must. If I give you that, if I'm clean, I expect the same from you. I'm just looking for something like that. Just give me a good man. I'm not asking for much. I just want someone that can bring something to the table besides herself. I'm asking for someone that's not controlling, that's not abusive, that's not disrespectful. I am not asking for a lot, but you would think I am. Because for some strange reason, I just keep meeting the wrong people. And I'm just about ready to say, you know what? I'm going to just stay single. Single and fabulous. I'm okay with that. But do I really want to be single? No, I don't. Everyone wants companionship. You want to travel with someone. You want to laugh and talk and watch movies with your partner. You want to do all of this. But it's gotten to the point I'm just so tired of the drama and these toxic men that I don't know. I'm rethinking a lot of things. You know, I'm rethinking, I'm asking myself, do I really want to be in another relationship or do I just want to stay single? You know, I'm really asking myself this over and over again because you can meet a person and they could be the sweetest person, maybe 3 or 4 months, at the most 6 months into it, then they change. They change it to something you would have never dated a day in your life at any point. And I think that's what happened to me. You know, the person was really sweet and we got along very well. And then all of a sudden, the longer we were dating, the more I started seeing changes in the way the person thought, the way his thought process was. And I just noticed it's just not... we were not clicking. So the thing that gets me is I ask myself over and over again, why didn't I notice any of this? Notice the signs that this person was a narcissist or whatever. How did I not see it? But you know, people have ways of hiding their true colors. You know, or it could be the person was actually just being who they were. And then the true colors just, maybe he wasn't hiding it. Maybe it just took it 6 months or so to come out, you know, for me to see who he really was. I don't know. It could be that way. I don't know. At this point, I sound like I'm confused because I really don't know what happened. You can't go from being a nice, decent, respectful person to someone that's always accusing you of cheating and you've never cheated a day in your life. They bring their past dramas into the relationships that they have with you. And you get the butt end of all the bullshit that the people that has hurt the person should be getting. But instead of them giving it to the person that deserves it, they bring it to you and dare you for trying to stand up for yourself and not allowing that shit to take place. You know, then you're the bad person. So that's why I say I can't. You know, I have to really rethink everything that I'm doing when it comes to dating, because the next relationship I get in, I'm really going to do my investigation when it comes to this person. I'm going to have to ask a lot of questions and meet a lot of people that they may know before I even sign up to be dating anybody after this, because I don't want the drama anymore. I don't want the toxic relationship. I don't want the control issues. I don't want the disrespect. I just can't deal with it. I can't. And you know, the funny thing is, I sit here and I ask myself, and I might as well say this, when it comes to relationships, for some strange reason, it seems as if social media plays a part in it when it shouldn't. It really shouldn't. And what I've noticed being in a relationship lately is you should never, I don't think, okay, let me put it this way. I think if you're dating someone, they should be blocked off of your social media platforms, no matter what. Because I really believe it just causes unnecessary problems. But I also believe this, you know, there's a saying, don't put yourself in situations that you shouldn't be in. And then if you would, if you didn't do that, then you wouldn't have had the outcome that you've had in certain situations. And what I mean by that is, when you have a woman or a man that's in a relationship and they're on the internet, we all know there's a lot of thirsty ass people on the internet that's trying to hook up. It's like social media is like the new dating site. I don't know. But whatever the case may be, you have men, you have women, they're showing that they're thirsty as hell. And they're coming on to your partner, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. But if you're on the internet, and you're saying things to women or men, if you're saying, oh, beautiful, you're beautiful, you're this, you're that. And they're telling you, oh, well, I want you and this and that. And you're liking the post and everybody's beautiful. Everybody's a queen. Everybody's this and that. No. See, when you're in a relationship, it doesn't work that way. You don't get on here and then turn around and say, because what I was told is, oh, men are just flirtatious. That's like simple flirtation. Okay, so you're okay to be flirting with women on the internet, but it's not okay for men to even speak to me and say hello because I'm cheating. I have to laugh because it's crazy. If a man speaks to me, then I'm a cheater. I'm cheating in my ex's eyes. But he can go online on social media and call people beautiful and sexy and this and that. And it's just simple flirtation. Man, get the fuck out of here. I say, you know what? When you put yourself in situations like that, to be saying and doing things like that, you're making a person that you're with think, okay, is this man trying to hook up with somebody on the internet? Because I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, wait. What? No, it should be never a time when your husband or your lover, your man is calling another woman sexy and beautiful and all this and that on the internet. That's a no-no. Okay, but when you bring it to their attention and they turn around and tell you that it's simple flirtation, but then you can't even have another man speak to you out of just being polite because then you're jealous, you are fucked up in the head. You are truly fucked up in the head. And I had somebody like that. And I told him that he was fucked up in the head because he had that thought process. But no one could talk to me. No one could look my way. But he can do whatever he wanted to do when it came to that internet. Oh, he would play on the internet or flirt with people, wherever, you know, and say it's okay because I don't want them. It's just simple flirtation. Well, then take your simple flirting ass and go date them and get the fuck out of my space. That's what I said, you know. Well, then take your ass on and leave me the fuck alone because I don't need you. And then I become the bad person. Well, you're looking at it the wrong way. I'm not looking at anything the wrong way. When you are in a relationship, don't put yourself in situations like that. But then to be told, well, I just wanted to make them feel good about themselves. That woman don't need you to make her feel good about herself. Matter of fact, if she can't make herself feel good about herself, then she needs therapy. Because no one should have to validate you. You should not need to be validated by a man. And if you're saying that those women need to be validated by you, that's a problem. That's what I say about the situation. But, you know, one thing is, it's no longer my problem. So he can play the games that he likes to play with someone else. Because I might be 50 years old, but considering the fact that this man was 60, he was too fucking old to be so immature. You know, I'm glad that I walked out of that. I got out of that. I said no more because I don't like to play games. I'm not playing games. Okay. I am 50 years old. I signed up to date a real man, a gentleman, someone with respect. I don't have time for anyone that likes to play damn games and do the simple flirtatious things. And no, take that shit to somebody else because I know my worth. Okay. I know my worth. And I know that he does not deserve me. Never has. He doesn't deserve me. And he won't have me. So in saying all that, I'm just telling anyone and everyone that's listening to this segment, if you are in a relationship with someone like that, rethink it. Don't give it too much time. Don't lose good time, all this time out of your life that you will never get back being with the wrong person, okay? Because it's not worth it. I'm not going to get any of my time back, and that pisses me off. I'm heated, to be honest, because I'm like, why in the hell did I just give this person almost a year of my time? Why? But, you know, we live and learn. So it happened. You learn from your mistakes, and I can promise myself it'll never happen again because I'm not going to allow it. But anyway, I just decided to do this segment. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. Again, leave your feedback because I read everything and I respond to everyone. So thank you for listening to me and my rants, because I know sometimes I just go on about things that I just don't like, but you guys are, you're my audience. I consider you my friends, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna even say fans, because that's not where you guys are. You guys listen to my podcast because you know that I am 100% honest. I don't candy coat anything. I don't lie to anyone. And I like the fact that I have people around the world that listen to my podcast faithfully and leave me all these beautiful messages. That's why I always respond back to everyone, because you guys are the reason why I make these podcasts. I talk to you like I know you all, even though I've never met any of you. I feel comfortable responding back and forth with you guys, with your questions and answering your questions. And I enjoy it. I really enjoy it. That's why I continue to make all of my podcasts. So you're going to always hear me complaining about something. I mean, I wouldn't call it complaining. I guess I'll just say you're going to hear me having a little rant page about something, you know, that I don't like. But see, I can bring it to my platform rather than be out here being angry about this or being angry about that. All I have to do is just express what I'm feeling on my podcast and talk it out with all of you like I usually do. You know, I think that's the better way to do it. So until next time, I hope that you all enjoyed this segment, and I will be posting more. I know I said that the last time, but God, I started getting so busy because, like I said, I design my own shoes. I make my own soaps, organic soaps and candles and body washes and jewelry. So I'm always busy, you know, so that's kind of why they were kind of stretched out a little bit further than I wanted them to be when it comes to my podcast. That's why I'm going to at least try to do two or three a week until I can really do one every day. And then I might be able to do one every day. I don't know yet. I will see. But I at least want to do at least two or three a week for now. But until next time, again, I thank you all. I appreciate all of you. And thanks for listening. And you will be hearing from me again soon. So thanks again for joining Life as It Is with me, Dora Middleton. Take care.